This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. We've had this organization on our show before, so I'm looking forward to getting back into it with Brock Built Homes. Say hello to Steve Brock. He's the president of Brock Built Homes. Steve, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
Oh, glad to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Before we get into a conversation around Brock Built Homes, inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
I'm a longtime builder and developer in the Atlanta area. Matter of fact, we're celebrating our 30th year in the business.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I've got a beautiful wife who is my business partner, 6 children, 3 grandkids, and several of my adult children work in the business. So we are absolutely a family business.
So tell us a little bit more about Brock Built.
Brock Built is sort of a boutique builder. We build in a number of different markets. We do a lot of in-town work, redevelopment work. We are kind of a pioneer in taking areas that have not previously seen development and creating dynamic communities. We're not afraid of a challenge.
Well, speaking of a challenging and now dynamic community, give us an example of one of the locations.
Northwest Atlanta, we've had a number of redevelopments there, put in over 800 homes in that area. The most recent community that we are just finishing out is DuPont Commons, 304 homes on a 51-acre site, an assemblage, and it is a craftsman bungalow community. Front porches, street trees, sidewalks, community parks, a clubhouse, just all of the intimate little features and park spaces that you would think of when you think of a small town atmosphere.
So I know you have several really popular communities. Which one is your most popular presently as far as sales and interest?
West Highlands is a very, very popular in-town community. It's a kind of a mega project, 230 acres in Atlanta, 4 miles from downtown, 786 new homes.
Wow.
We're about 250 homes into that 786, 700 multifamily units. Just an incredible community. Green spaces, parks, walking trails, next to the new West Side Park. We sold and closed 50 homes last year. Everything we've got that we release is immediately snapped up.
Get a little more specific there. Talk about the homes themselves.
The homes, they are a craftsman bungalow cottage style. They run anywhere from about 1,800 to 3,000 square feet, 2-car garages, front porches, both rear entry, front entry product. We build a high-performance green home, and we are very conscientious and proud of the materials that we use on our homes. All of the homes are a full site, a full hardy plank material. There's no wood, so they'll stand the test of time. They've got stone or masonry foundations, front porches, the street trees, parks. We put in little community parks, and that creates fostering of neighboring, and it brings people together nicely, and it just makes for a very strong community, which is, unusual today, and I'll contrast that to what you would typically see in the suburbs.
Yeah, that is a great touch. All right. Steve Brock will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, we're back with Steve Brock, president of Brock Built Homes.
Steve, I've heard a lot of buzz lately about one of your neighborhoods, Adams Vineyard. Can you tell us why it's so popular or what the hype is?
I can. Adams Vineyard is a very, very exciting community. 20 acres in downtown Norcross, a charming, charming little town, very walkable, you know, just what you would expect when you think of a small town. We took this magnificent piece of property, 20 acres, in the heart of the property where most developers would go in and develop. There was a great grove of old growth trees and mature vineyard of muscadine vines. Hmm. You know, hundreds of these massive mature vines, and we are preserving the heart of the property, approximately 7 acres, and ringing that, saving 40% of the land, and that will be the amenity for the community, this magnificent piece of property right in the middle, and it's very exciting. We are trimming the vines. We are cleaning up the forest floor. We're building a little barn. We're putting in a community garden. We're actually going to put a little, kind of to accentuate the size and scope and scale of this piece of property, we're going to put a little tee box so that you can have about 110-yard shot. It's just a charmer, and these will all have front porches. Homes will be set very close to the street so that as you walk out of your front door, you walk across the street into the park. You know, so you have a very close, intimate connection with the park. You know, that is your view. You know, you can have your peace and tranquility and, you know, play areas. We'll be putting in swings. We'll be putting in like a little amphitheater. Just, it's a charmer.
Very unique community design. Talk a little bit about the houses themselves. What kind of floor plans are available?
Well, we've got 4 or 5 different plans. Some will be rear entry with a detached garage. So you will have a courtyard in the back, and there will be a terrace level. You'll have a deck above. You know, the front porch will overlook the park. You'll walk down to the terrace level and enter into the park area. We've got some that are a more traditional, typical lot configuration where you will have a garage that will set back from the face of the house. So it's almost a rear entry type of garage. We will have what is called a Muse Cottage. And those are rear entry product, but they face each other so that there will be a green in the middle that they have their own little park space as their front and backyard.
That is a cool
That's
idea.
That's very cool.
Isn't it?
We've done the Muse in a couple of other areas, and they're always very, very popular. It really creates that sense of community and togetherness, and it just, you know, pulls people together and creates the intimacy of spaces.
I think you're really taking amenities to a whole new level. What's the process for buying a home there? Are they for sale now? Have you broken ground?
We actually have 6 lot reservations. We just recently poured the curbs. We're putting in our base for our street, so we'll have some blacktop out there within a week or two. We have not released our final pricing yet, but generally we're going to be from about $495,000 to $700,000. Depending on the product of the house, there will be a variety of price ranges.
Steve, talk a little bit about the upgrades and finishes that you'll be offering.
I would say that we'll have a lot of outdoor living area. You know, we want to accentuate the amenity of the green space. We'll have large front porches. We will have 10-foot ceilings, heavy crown, a very traditional finish, lots of hardwood floors, high-quality kitchens with unique cabinets. We'll have some first floor masters, some up, some down. They'll run anywhere from 3 to 5 bedrooms, and there'll be masonry foundations and a hardy siding, kind of a craftsman bungalow, you know, a farm cottage, you know, some Victorian, some old world styles. So there'll be a variety of different stylings.
I've got to go see this.
I just got to tell you guys, I mean, just reflecting on some of the new communities we've been talking about this month on the show, there's some amazing stuff coming to the marketplace. So this is a good time to be.
A community built around a vineyard. I mean, we're not in California last time I checked.
Yeah. No, there's some amazing stuff.
If you look at this, you'll think you are.
Yeah,
wow.
I believe it.
That's way cool.
Can't wait to see it.
All right. Well, Steve, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Brock Build Homes?
Look us up on the web, www.brockbuilt.com.
Steve Brock, the president of Brock Built Home. Steve, it's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. That wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, please drop a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Steve Brock, my co-host Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schneck. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.